Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim, kibbutz ve'em, osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, and we are going to continue in the mahalach that we've already set forth in many of the previous shiurim. Rashi in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, and this shiur should be, of course, of schus kolo olam kulo, that we should have Yeshua's gedolos, and Frat of Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fegaleya. Should have your four shleim of Yisach Shachol Yisrael and many, many, many other names, which I'm not going to mention. Everybody should have Fuas and Yeshuas. Rashi in Sukkah of Chafeh Amid Aleph, the Ramas Shluchei Mitzvah, writes that it says in the Mishnah there, Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim and Asukah. Hainu Hochei B'derech Mitzvah. It's a Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim and Asukah. Means you're on your way to do a mitzvah. In other words, what's an example, says Rashi? To learn Torah. Learn Torah, to receive your Rebbe's face, to redeem captives. So these are examples of Hochei B'derech Mitzvah. Asks the Or Sameach in Perek Aleph Milchos Talmud Torah Halacha Beis that in Talmud Torah itself there's no din of Osik B'Mitzvah. When a mitzvah can't be done by other people, you have to do the mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Like it says in Moed Kuntes Sam Vez, Raman Perakum, Yochasam Torah Lachad Dalid, Shulchan Aruch Sim Resh Mavav, Sifid Ches. So how can we say that somebody is Pater when he's going to learn Torah, because he's also mitzvah Talmud Torah, when Talmud Torah itself doesn't furnish such a Ptur? If I'm learning, I have to stop to do a mitzvah that others can't do. But if I'm going to learn, then I'm Pater. How weird is that? Learning itself doesn't path you, but going to learn pathers you. Can't be, but it is. So ask the Or Sameach. So based on what we said in previous shiur, we can explain as follows. It says, Marin Rabbeinu, Agon Agadu Adov Yitzhak Man Tzatzal, that we explain that in the Shem Osek B'Mitzvah, there's no Shem Prati of this mitzvah or another mitzvah. There's a general category of Osek B'Mitzvah, regardless of which mitzvah. And therefore, as we explained beautifully, B'siyata D'Shemaya, previously, we have this when it comes to Kibbutz Ve'em, against the mitzvah, Shi'ev Shel Asad Ya'acherim. That you can have a shame Osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah when it comes to kibbutz ve'em against the mitzvah she'ev shel asa sadi acherim. There still can be such a shame. Umimela. Since it's a general, because if it was a specific shame, then it wouldn't apply to kibbutz ve'em when it's a mitzvah she'ev shel asa sadi acherim. Because when you have a conflict between a mitzvah she'ev shel asa sadi acherim and kibbutz ve'em, what mitzvah do you do? You do the mitzvah she'ev shel asa sadi acherim. So memela, how can you have a shame of osek b'mitzvah when it comes to kibbutz ve'em against a mitzvah she'ev shel asa sadi acherim? So the answer is very simply, that osek b'mitzvah, when it comes to the mitzvah itself, then the other mitzvah takes precedence over kibbutz ve'em. If it's yev shel asa sadi acherim, nobody else can do it. When it comes to osek b'mitzvah, there it's a shame klali. We were marich in the previous year, in this nekuda. And therefore we saw that if you already started the mitzvah of kibbutz ve'em and comes along a mitzvah she'ev shel asa sadi acherim, you should continue your mitzvah of kibbutz ve'em. Because you're already asuk in it. You're already involved in it. So you have to, you continue. Because it's a shame klali of Asek. We don't look at the specific mitzvah. So the machlokas, Shach Taz, but the Talmud Torah itself, what's the purpose of learning? To do. Like it says in Tos Sarosh, Namiri, Moikad, and that's the reason for Talmud Torah. You stop your learning to do other things, other mitzvahs, because the ikar of learning is Lumaram and Aslasis. So mitzad mitzias ha-mitzvahs, mischayev, shem mitzvah tevatel Talmud Torah, amenas lasos. So mitzad the mitzias of mitzvahs, you have to stop your learning, because a mitzvah is mevatel Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is amenas lasos. So again, in the previous year, we discussed there's asek, and then there's mitzvah. Mitzad Asek, that's a Shem Klali, Ani Asuk. Doesn't matter which mitzvah. But Mitzad Mitzvah, there you will compare each mitzvah pratis. Which one takes precedence? Talmud Torah and another mitzvah, which one do you do? The other mitzvah, because Talmud Torah is Amanas Lassos. So Mitzad the Mitzias of the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is Matal Talmud Torah. And therefore you can't say there's any more a din of Asek with Talmud Torah, because there's no longer a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That neutralizes the mitzvah. And that works with the shach that we saw in the previous year, who equated Kibbutz Av Ein to Talmud Torah. That he said that just like Talmud Torah, you should stop. If it's Yav Shalas Te'achayrim, so too, Kibbutz Av Ein. He sent you in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ein. He said it's the same thing. Why? And what about the Asik? The answer is once you've uprooted the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then there can no longer be an Asik for Talmud Torah. So you can't say the mitzvah, that's the Shach's opinion. You can't say the mitzvah, the Asik, your pater. This is no longer a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's no longer a mitzvah to be Asik in. So you neutralize the mitzvah, ois mitzvah, ois Asik. Therefore you stop your learning to the mitzvah. You stop your learning, says the Shach, to do Kibbutz Av Ein. You stop your Kibbutz Av Ein, to do the mitzvah. Just like you stop your learning to do the mitzvah, you stop your Kibbutz Av Ein to do the mitzvah. So that's all when the mitzvah is mevatel, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But if you're going to learn Torah tomorrow Talmud Torah doesn't have any mitzvah against it to be mevatel the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in place. If the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in place, then there also the Asek in Talmud Torah is in place. So right now, when I'm a Holech L'Dvar Mitzvah, I am Osek. And you're going to say to me, yeah, but Ois Mitzvah Ois Asek. So I have to do the mitzvah, and Talmud Torah doesn't override it. No, Talmud Torah does override it. Why? Because it's not Ois Mitzvah, meaning Ois means no longer. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah still is extant. Why? Because it's going to apply tomorrow. So it's still in force. If the Talmud Torah is in force, then the Asik is in force. So right now, Ein Achinami, you're going to say to me, Mitzad, the Etzim Mitzvah of Talmud Torah that I'm doing now, when I'm on my way to learn, so that's part of the Talmud Torah. So that might not apply. But I'm definitely being involved in an Asik now of Talmud Torah. That's a Shem Kloli. But you're going to say to me, if the mitzvah doesn't apply, the asik doesn't apply. Yeah, but tomorrow there's going to be mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's not bottled by what's going on now, because tomorrow nothing's going to be against the Talmud Torah. And my asik now is the tzarech, the Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of tomorrow. And the mitzvah of tomorrow is still in place. Ah, the mitzvah of tomorrow is still in place. So memelam, the asik now is still in place. And if that's the case, we can understand why, friend for the kasha of the Lord, Sameach, if I'm holech, Bederech to learn Torah, then the din is Pater Mena Mitzvah. Because I'm Osek, Mitzvah the Asek that I'm doing now. Based on what we said, Baalik, Baruch Hashem, we can also explain the Rambam. In the 15th parak of Chazish Salach Abayz, who writes, "Ish mitzvah al piri v'rivya v'kev and shavru esrim shana b'lana seisha reiza oyver mevatel mitzvah esay v'mayosik b'tar v'tarud ba v'yim israel meli seisha kedei shelo yitrach b'mizonis v'vatel mena Torah hareiza mutar l'sacher she'osik mitzvah patur mena mitzvah v'kol shken tam haTorah." Zok the Rambam, that a man's mitzvah appear for Rav. If you have 20 years past, he doesn't marry a woman, he's mevatel mitzvah essay. And if he's osek b'torah and torah b'torah, and he's afraid to get married because he doesn't want to be torah b'mizonos, he doesn't want to have to worry about parnasa, and he's going to be batel mena torah, it's mutter l'sacher, because osek b'mitzvah, patr mena mitzvah. And certainly Talmud Torah. Certainly osek b'mitzvah is patr mena mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah, so keep learning. So everybody asks, the Netziv in the Meishiv Davar and Chayla Gimel Sof Simenim Gimel, Rebbe Chonon in the Kovei Tzoritz Liyavamas Ois Tov Ayin, they and others ask, in Talmud Torah, there's no Dina Balsik Mitzvah Pratim and Mitzvah. Shiev Shalom Sad Be'echerim, that can't be done by others. So how did the Rambam write over here, the Dina Balsik Mitzvah Pratim and Mitzvah? Kol Shekein Talmud Torah. What do you mean Kol Shekein Talmud Torah? By Talmud Torah, there's no Dina Balsik Mitzvah Pratim and Mitzvah. What do you mean you're allowed to push off your marriage in order to learn? It's also like mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. Mapidom, but Talmud Torah doesn't apply. Other rabbis, don't call shkei by Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is gara. Talmud Torah is less. So look at those achronim. Look at what the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in the third paragraph of Talmud Torah, Loch Aleph, and the Kedushas Sachar, and Barichus. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Rambam writes in the third paragraph of the Talmud Torah, "Locha Dalad Ayilufan Abasiyas Mitzvah Talmud Torah." Even Avshalom Mitzvah Stach Chayrim Laivsek Mitalmudo. That if a person had in front of him Asiyas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah, if the mitzvah can be done by others, don't stop your learning. Asiyas Mitzvah Talmud Torah, if the mitzvah can be done by others, don't stop your learning. But if not, and Rabbi Yosef do the mitzvah, he has to do the mitzvah. The Yachzor the Talmudo, and go back to your learning. You have to understand, a lot of people are omen on this Nakuda. What does the Rambam mean when he says, V'yachzor l'talmudo, pshita? What are you going to do after you finish the mitzvah? Of course, you can go back and learn. What path is you from learning after you finish the mitzvah? So we see from this that the Rambam here is writing a Tanai. Vihu, Shekol Mashiach Mamrim, everything that we say, that you should be mafsik mitalmudo l'mitzvah veres, it's only when afterwards you can go back to your learning. But if by doing the mitzvah, you're not going to be able to go back to your learning, ain't Talmud Torah nitchets b'nei mitzvah veris? Talmud Torah is not pushed away because of this passing mitzvah. B'kodesh Acharon b'shulchan aruch harav sham, the document of Aram, it's a Tanai. Tonight, if you can't go back to your learning, then Talmud Torah is not nitches. You have to continue learning. There he explains the reason, but based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That the chiyuv of the mitzvah, we already explained, is mevatel the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Val yedei zeh, because the chiyuv mitzvah, the mitzvah neutralizes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, memela, there's no osik mitzvah. Once ois mitzvah, ois osik, as we've been saying. But if through the mitzvah, you're also going to be mevatel lamacher later on, you're also going to be mevatel Talmud Torah. And against this Talmud Torah of later, there's no kiyum of a mitzvah veres. There's no fulfillment of a passing mitzvah. It emerges shebitel Talmud Torah. Now you're mevatel Talmud Torah that you are mechuyev in. And now this Torah has the same status of Holei Chechol Eitzel Rabbo, of going to your Rebbe to learn. So what do we say about going to your Rebbe to learn tomorrow? We said if you're going to your Rebbe to learn tomorrow, then the mitzvah of Talmud Torah remains in place. So if you have a mitzvah that comes to you now, and you're going to learn tomorrow by your Rebbe, so Talmud Torah takes precedence. You don't interrupt to do the mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah overcomes. When does the mitzvah take precedence over the Talmud Torah? When it's mitzvah now versus Talmud Torah now. But mitzvah now versus Talmud Torah later, in other words, if the mitzvah now is going to move out to the Talmud Torah later, we see in the Rambam here, you shouldn't do the mitzvah. Because the Talmud Torah later has no mitzvah against it. So that's still in place. Memele, your Asik now overrides the mitzvah. Because Asik has a shem klali. We don't look at the specific mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We can say, all right, right now, what do you got? You got your mitzvah against your mitzvah, against Talmud Torah. Against the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you can say the mitzvah takes precedence. Yeah, okay, Seder, but I'm Osek in Talmud Torah now. And the Asik takes precedence over the mitzvah. You're going to say there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's no Asik. The answer is, yeah, but there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah later. And that still applies. Memela, the Asik now also applies. And that's Bidiyuk. What the Rambam is saying. In Ochzishus. He says, listen, if you're Choshish, that you're going to be Mevatel Min HaTorah De'Tirchas HaMizonos, Gam Be'Oifen She'ein Zen Ogeh L'Kiyom Mitzvah Spirit Berivya, it's going to cause you Bitulim that aren't related directly to Pira Verivia, for Pira Verivia, that you have to move out to the Talmud Torah for. But then this guy's going on business trips and this and that. No, no, no. That's getting Mevatlam from Torah. Simimela, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah still applies. Because there's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah later that you're not, that it's not going to be conflicting with the Etz and Pira Verivya. Therefore, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in place. So, Memela, now you're Osek B'mitzvah, even though it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And mitzvah of Talmud Torah normally isn't doch another mitzvah. Yeah, but since you have later on a Talmud Torah that will not be against another mitzvah, so the mitzvah of Talmud Torah still extends, it's still in place. And Memela, now you're Osek. So my Asik now, the fact that I'm busy now, with the Shem Klali of Asik, overrides the other, the mitzvah of getting married. And Rambam writes a Kol Sheken, because this Asik is Vadai more Chashuv than all other mitzvahs. And therefore your Pater, Medina Asik Mitzvah, Pater Mena Mitzvah, we're Gevaldik. Wow. Says Marin Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol Zatzal. The Rambam is not talking about somebody who never stops learning. So if you're mafsik 1 second, now you have in front of you two mitzvahs, one of Talmud Torah, one of Pir Verivya. So mechi teisi that you should be considered also a mitzvah Talmud Torah dafka in order to be pater mi Pir Verivya. The second you stop learning for a minute, boom, the mitzvah Pir Verivya comes in. So it must be that no, you're like in a massive shluchei mitzvah. You're under the general category of asik the mitzvah, and shluchei mitzvah we said passes you from other mitzvahs. And Memela, so to this, it's going to pat to you because of your future learning. This Asik now is going to pat to you. And we finish this particular series. And obviously, about our Asik, Osik, Mitzvah, Pater, Mitzvah, tons more to say. And we're going to continue Mitzvah Shem, being Osik, in the Mitzvah of Kibarov, one of my favorite. I don't know which Mitzvah, this is my favorite, but Kibarov, I have a special key before. As we learned this Rambam, that it's in second place. Talmud Torah is in first place, and Kibud Av is in second place. Shivus. So we should be zocher mirtz Hashem. Vilmodu lamed lishrim alas lekaimus kol reis Talmud Torah. So be yahav amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.